Hello and welcome back to the second hour of Eye on the Ball here on 1030 KVOI. I'm Steve Rivera, your host. Glad to have on the line Walt Ruff, the Media Relations Director of the Tucson Sidewinders. The Roadrunners. How are you, Walt?
Good, Steve. Thank you so much for having me on. Really appreciate it.
Great. I want to say Roadrunners. I want you to welcome you. I haven't really talked to you since you guys have been around. I know that you guys offer a great product for the locals who love hockey or just love to go out and have a good time.
Yeah, that's exactly it, and that's what we strive to do. It's our third year here in Tucson, and we love it here, really. Every time we're privileged to have a home game at the Tucson Convention Center or inside there at Tucson Arena, that I think you hit the nail on the head. That's what we strive to do. We strive to provide a family-friendly and entertaining product for our good community right here and hopefully not too far from everybody right downtown.
It's grown so much. How many season ticket holders do you have?
Well, right now, our focus is still growing on those. We are actually first in the American Hockey League in new and retained business in terms of season ticket holders. So we've got a really good number of those, and we're thankful for all that we have. And obviously, our goal for the next few years is to keep growing that number.
Last year's success, which was fantastic, must have really piqued a lot of people's interest, including my own. I'm not a hockey guy. I haven't been going very much, but it must have piqued the interest of people who don't even know but want to have a good time.
Exactly, and I think the thing we can both agree on is everybody loves a winner, right?
Right, exactly.
The first season, we were about middle of the pack, but last year we were fortunate enough to get into the Calder Cup playoffs, and I think that's really when we saw the jump in growth, because everybody wants to be a part of something that's doing well, and we were fortunate enough to have that last season. Right now we're sitting second place in the Pacific Division, and it looks like we're going to try and replicate that same playoff run again this year and hopefully go even further. And you know, when you've got cheap and affordable tickets and something to do, and you know, there's a lot at stake with these playoff games. So hopefully, come April and May, we're gonna pique that interest again. We've already seen quite a bit of return this year on folks coming to join us for regular season games, and we're thrilled about that. And you know, I think we've learned that if we win and we put a good product on the ice, which the Arizona Coyotes have been kind enough to do for us, you know, the people are going to come. So if we win, they will come.
You hit it exactly on the head on a number of levels. I'm not sure. Where are you from, Walt? Where originally?
Originally from Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. Okay, so welcome to Tucson. I've been here 30 years, and it took me a while to understand the Tucsonans. So I think they're a fickle bunch. What town isn't when you have a college team that is good and bad at times? But they love a winner, right. and like you were talking about, you hit it on the head. People love a winner. You hit it on the head when you talk about affordable tickets. I think they're $14, the lowest, correct?
Yeah, single games start at $14. You can walk up to the box office and buy a ticket for $14, but you know, our ticket plans and those stuff, it really factors down to even closer to $10 a ticket if you're purchasing for the long haul.
Great. Fantastic. And entertainment, they love to be entertained. And in the value for that ticket is perfect because, you know who doesn't love a cheap ticket to go out and spend the time kind of enjoying a game, possibly winning, likely winning? You guys are 17-9-3-1 and doing really well. So I think, and in fact, I've talked to Mike Fader. I'm sure you know who he is. And,
yep.
And Coach Guy, I'm thinking they've been to a game or two at your place, probably learning a few things.
Yeah, well, hopefully. I mean, we obviously, you know, we wish the Sugar Schools all the best and all the success. And, you know, if the Tucson community treats us as well as, or treats them, excuse me, as well, if they've treated us, we think they're in for a really fun and exciting time, too. It's always great seeing Mike and Kevin at our games. And, you know, I think beyond that, hopefully something that, you know, as businessmen from their side, that they also understand is as much as you'd like to, you can't control the outcome of the game, right?
Sure,
so you
sure.
need to put on an entertaining product. You know, using the Jumbotron and the fan camera and things like that. And I think we're really privileged. Our director of game operations, Mark Iverson, does a tremendous job of putting on the show. He's got a ton of NHL experience. So, you know, hopefully for the Sugar Schools cake, they'll see the exact same thing. And, you know, we're hoping they perform just as well.
And you guys are somewhat visible in the community. I know your GM, I think I spoke to him at the at that hockey rink they built at the junior high school. I think it was Doolin.
Yep.
And you guys are visible locally. And how important is that to you guys?
Well, that's one thing we're working on, really, is becoming even more visible. You know, as you know, when starting a business and coming into an area where, you know, obviously Tucson had not had minor league hockey prior to this. So it was really about getting our feet wet and just kind of learning as much from our perspective as to what we can do to become developed within the community and get out there as much as possible. So now that we've got 2 full years under our belt, I think that's something that we're really proud of moving towards year three and towards the future of what we can do. Over the previous summer, not this past one, the year before, we launched Roadrunners Give Back, which is our branch of the Arizona Coyotes Foundation, and it serves as our charitable arm. And that goes hand in hand with, as you said, the deck rink we built over at Doolin Middle School. So the way that works, the kids from Doolin get to use it during the school day for the PE classes. A lot of these kids are getting out there and getting to use a stick and play around with the hockey ball for the first time in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And then after school, the Boys and Girls Club use it for their program. So we're really thrilled with the fact that we were able to get that over there. Obviously, there's a million people to thank for that. We couldn't have done it without the community's help. So it's obviously something we're looking at towards the future is as we get this thing fully functional over at Doolin. Obviously, it was only built in July, but as we get that fully functional, you know, how can we do more and more and get the youth of the Tucson community interested in hockey, something that maybe isn't the most natural fit here, but how can we make it that?
Hockey in the Desert, and it's a cool arena or a little rink, whatever you want to call it, because it's long, it's new, it's bright. When I saw it there in the summer, I think it was sweltering when they had the announcement, and I'm thinking, how is this going to work? But it looks very cool.
Yeah, oh goodness, what a day that was. I mean, the real feel was certainly over 100 that day. It was a very warm day, but very fitting at the same time, too, because you know, I'm sure many people shared the same sentiment that you did in saying, oh, wow, you know, it's awfully hot. How is this going to work? But we're very fortunate that it's, especially, you know, a day like today, it's awfully cool outside, so I'm sure there's no problems with that.
Sure. No, you're right. Tell me, some of the things that you guys do, very, very cool ideas. The teddy bear thing you just had recently, I think it was, the Star Wars thing you had, the promotion, and you're coming up with things almost on the daily.
Yeah, the promotion schedule is a very important part of what we do because we know, again, that there's a lot of options out there for things to do in this town, but also if you're just a casual hockey fan, we hope things of that nature, you know, whether it's a t-shirt giveaway or these theme nights, as you'd said, you know, we hope that they push people over the top and that's their deciding factor to come and join us for a game. The teddy bear toss, which we held in early December, it's a minor league hockey and junior hockey tradition that's really developed over the past 10, 20 years. And what we encourage people to do, people coming to the game, we encourage them to bring a new or unused teddy bear. And then after we score our first goal, throw them onto the ice, and then we collect all the bears. And then what we do is we work with local charities and nonprofits, and that serves as our way of, you know, assisting families in need during the holiday season, because there are unfortunately a lot of kids within our community right here who might not wake up to something under the tree on Christmas Day. So if we can do something, you know, we raised over 5,500 bears this year, which is great. It was a record number for us. So everybody in the building, it almost evened out, brought a bear, and we were able to disperse those to several children's services and nonprofits, as I said, which were able to really lead us to have a helping hand during the holiday season. And then Star Wars is always a big night for us. People seem to be very interested in that. So it's something that we're going to keep putting it on the promotion schedule as long as people keep coming for it. So, again, it's just a matter of the activation, right? Getting all these Star Wars characters there, encouraging the people to come in costume. So there are a lot of things of which we can do. And, of course, you know, it's still only year three for us, so we've got a lot to learn yet about what people enjoy. But fortunately, we've learned that those are two things that the Tucson community does enjoy so far.
Great, great. I think we can go to break. Can you stick around for another segment, talk about the team, the success, and maybe highlight some of the players, some of the All-Stars that are going to be upcoming?
Yeah, absolutely. We'd love to.
Great. Thank you, Walt. Let's go to break, Bob, and come back.
Miracles occur every day for sick children in our community.
I have chronic granulomatous disease, which is an immune deficiency disease.
A brain tumor.
But they need your help to keep those miracles happening.
Leukemia.
Hi, I'm Freddie. Support courageous children battling life-threatening illness and become a miracle maker today. Learn more and donate at cmnhospitals.org. Thank you.
Wake Up Tucson with Christy Simone.
Hey, it's Chris from Wake Up Tucson. Everyone have an amazing weekend. If you missed anything, go to DSimoneHQ.com. We'll see you on Monday. Jonathan Hoffman will be here. We're going to cover the top five people who screwed up Pima County in 2018 and five who might make it better. And remember, it's never too old to groove. Wake Up Tucson, 1030 KVOI, trusted local news and talk.
Wake Up Tucson, mornings from 6 to 10 on AM 1030 KVOI, the voice.
Flu season is here. And that's why it's more important than ever for you to take care of your health. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the flu vaccine is the best protection against contracting the flu. Now's the time to reduce the chances of catching this season's flu by getting the flu vaccine. It's easy to do. The cost of the flu vaccine is often covered by your health plan, whether you buy your health insurance on your own or get it from your employer through Medicare or a state Medicaid program. Check with your health insurer, then schedule an appointment today by calling your physician, pharmacy, or other convenient place that gives the flu vaccine. Many employers also offer flu vaccine clinics in the workplace. Take the time to make your health a priority and get your seasonal flu vaccine. Remember, the flu vaccine is the best protection against contracting the flu. For more information, including where to find flu vaccination clinics near you, visit the CDC website, cdc.gov/flu. That's cdc.gov/flu. This public service message is brought to you by Optum and this station.
Trusted local news and talk. AM 1030 KVOI. We have our eye on Tucson.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Steve Rivera, and this is Eye on the Ball. I'm talking to Walt Rupp, the media relations director of the Tucson Roadrunners. I'm curious, what is your thought on the Tucson scenery and the Tucson people who go and visit the stadium? Tucson is known for being a generous group. Just your thoughts on who they are.
I love it, Steve. I absolutely love it. I mean, from a selfish standpoint, the previous 3 years I'd worked in Fort Worth, Texas, and Virginia Beach, Virginia. And I've never experienced anything like this in my life. I'd never been fortunate enough to live on the West Coast. And now, you know, I feel like Tucson's one of those cities when you get here, you find out what it is that people really love about it. And we have a lot of transplants within our front office as well. And obviously a lot of our roster not being from the area. It's a hidden gem. It really is. And I tell everybody that, is able to come visit or come to a game and, couldn't be more grateful for how the town's been receptive to our team and all the things that we do. I couldn't say enough good things about it. I could take up a whole segment just going on about how great Tucson really is.
Right, right. And now you have two games on the road this weekend, but you return next week with Chicago. I think it's the only time they're going to be in town. But every weekend's a big weekend for you guys.
It definitely is, and Chicago's an extra big one for us. We found, for some reason, there's a large demographic of Chicago
yes.
transplants here in Tucson. So we had them last year, and it was two of our bigger attended games throughout the entire season. So we're glad to have them on our schedule again this year. And so we obviously try and stagger some of our bigger promotions for those nights as well. Next Friday, we've got $3 beers, $2 hot dogs, $1 sodas. And then the following night, Saturday, we're really targeting the families with Harry Potter night, and we're going to do a Harry Potter black glasses giveaway courtesy of Family Vision Source and a lot of fun things like that. So I think you'll tend to see, as you brought up earlier with our promotion schedule, we have one night where we try and get a little bit of everybody, and we have one night where we try and bring the families out. And that's really worked for us throughout the first 2 years. So we're going to keep trying doing that as the year moves on.
Right, right. That 3-2-1 program is fantastic. I saw that. That's the one I couldn't remember, the Harry Potter night. When I was a kid, I looked like Harry Potter. In fact, my kids reminded me that all the time with that straight hair and you know, glasses. Lucky me, right? Lucky me.
Yeah.
I couldn't get a date.
Hey, so that means you better be there next Saturday, Steve.
All right, I'll have to bring some old pictures. Yeah, sure. Hey, you also have a Top Golf thing coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, we're excited about that. On Tuesday of next week, it's part of that Roadrunners Give Back, our charitable arm that we had talked about. It's called the Top Golf Classic 2019. For those who have been able to get out to Top Golf, you know, everybody knows it's a blast. It's a hard time to not have fun at Topgolf. And what we're going to do, we're going to have our entire team there. And they're going to be mixed in with folks who have bought tickets. So you'll get to come and literally golf with a professional hockey player, which I think is really neat. It's going to be a great time there. Again, the full team will be there. And all this money is going back to a good cause, which is probably even the best part about it. It's going to be from 5:30 to 8:30 again on Tuesday. So today's actually the last day to register. So if you're interested or you want to come join us, definitely check out TucsonRoadrunners.com.
Right, right. I think the tickets were, what, $75?
Yeah, yeah, which isn't all that bad of a deal because if you've ever been to Topgolf before, you know, you can definitely – it's a fun and entertaining evening, but it definitely can add up pretty quickly. So $75, and you get a pretty good deal out of it for 3 hours. You get to meet and hang out with a couple of professional hockey players, maybe even leave with a couple extra special goodies. So we think it's a good deal. We're hopefully going to find that everybody will be receptive, and we definitely want to thank HSL Properties for helping us out with that one.
Okay, let's talk more about the team now. You're not a good team without some good players. I know you have a bunch of them, but now you have two very good All-Stars heading to the All-Star game?
Yes, that was great news for us yesterday, and we'll start with defenseman Kyle Capobianco, who it's his second year in Tucson, and it's also his second year as an All-Star. He is a very highly touted defensive prospect for the Arizona Coyotes. This is somebody who, when people ask me about Kyle, I say, you know, come see him in Tucson while you can, because before you know it, he's going to be up in Arizona with the big club, and you're going to see him on national television for many, many years. He's just an offensive defenseman, very skilled, 25 points in 30 games this year, can skate and just maneuver the puck unbelievably. So we're grateful to have Kyle on our team, as well as Connor Garland, who's our second All-Star representative. We'll see if Connor's going to go to the game because, as we know, we're here to develop these guys to get to the National Hockey League. And Connor's actually been up with the Arizona Coyotes since the beginning of December because he had 19 points in 18 games before he went up. So we'll see if there's really any reason for Connor to come back before then. I know he went up because of injuries due to the Coyotes. Obviously, if we'd get him back, he'd be a huge boost to our lineup. But again, congratulations to both of those guys, and we wish them well at the All-Star game at the end of this month.
Right. You also, I was talking to somebody that I was going to have you on today, and they talked about a goalie that you have, a fantastic goalie that's done very well.
Well, we've got a couple. We're very fortunate. Aiden Hill is probably the one being referenced because he's in a very similar spot to that of Connor Garland.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Big, big kid, 23 years old, 6'6", above 200. And he was playing so well for us in November. He's also been up with Arizona since the beginning of December. He goes up there and continue to play lights out. He was named an NHL Star of the Week early in December. So Aiden Hill's been fantastic. But that also leaves us, we've got kind of a three-headed monster down here. We've got Hunter Miska, who's a young gentleman as well, second year out of Minnesota Duluth, who's playing really well. And then Merrick Madsen's another goaltending prospect who folks who might have attended a game thus far this year might have seen. Another big kid. We've got a good problem to have there in net with three guys, and obviously only one of them can be able to play at a time.
So, let me, like I said, I haven't gone very often. For those who are like me, how do you convince us to go, and how long do they last, things like that? What can we look forward to?
So the typical game is about 2.5 hours, and it's funny. One of the questions that we typically get for a first-timer is, well, do I need to dress warm because you're naturally going to be in an ice rink? Well, yes, you want to dress somewhat warm, of course, because you're not going to be very far from the ice-playing surface, but you don't need to come all bundled in blankets into the whole nine. Again, games run about 2.5 hours, and tickets are pretty affordable, but again, what we want is we found hockey is one of those sports where if you get somebody in the door one time, odds are somebody from that group is going to enjoy it and want to come back. So when you tailor the on-ice product with the game experience and the promotion schedule, that's really our hat trick, those three things right there. If we can pique somebody's interest with at least one of those three things and just get them in the door one time, you know, then it's on us, right? If we get them in the door, then it's on our shoulders to show them a good time. Now, we can't guarantee the wins and losses, as I talked about earlier.
Sure.
But if we can, you know, get them on the Jumbotron, right? How many of these folks are headed home, oh, the coolest thing that happened all night is I was on the Jumbotron or something like that. You know, maybe the Kiss Cam or whatever. So there's something where they can take home an experience and have a good time, or they caught a T-shirt during the T-shirt toss. We'd like to think we have a multiple variety of ways of which we can show somebody a good time, but we're also looking forward to feedback too. And so if anybody's coming out to a game for the first time, you know, we'd love to hear feedback. We'd like to think we're pretty accessible. We've got front office staff on the concourse at all times. There's a lot of different areas of which, you know, we're still trying to grow. So I definitely encourage everybody to come on down for at least one time. We're a good team on the ice. We've got some playoff hockey coming up in a couple months, hopefully, knock on wood. We've got the talent here as well. So let us show you a good time and come on down, and we'd love to have you, really.
Yeah, maybe finally, we still have a little bit more time, but finally, how did last year's success, I don't know if it put pressure on you for this year, or how did it amp up for this season?
Well, I don't think so much pressure. I think it kind of opened our eyes to how much support we can really get. I mean, we were thrilled with, through the first two regular seasons, what we had gotten. But when we put on that first whiteout last year for our first home playoff game, there was a white Roadrunners t-shirt on every single chair inside Tucson Arena. And when we saw people come and people put them on, and just the environment that it created, everybody from the players to the wonderful media markets here, everybody just responded to it so well. And it really opened our eyes to, okay, if we're a winning product, this is what's going to happen. So I pressured maybe a little bit, because we want to at minimum replicate that again this year, and hopefully take it to a whole other level.
Sure, sure. Okay. And finally, maybe just for tickets, just go to the website or call?
Our phone number is 866-774-6253. We've got the website, TucsonRoadrunners.com. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all the fine social media networks. Or at the Tucson Convention Center box office. We've also always got ticket packages going on, as I talked about earlier in the show. We can get it even lower than that $14 per ticket that you would pay at the box office. There's a lot of good things going on that our ticketing department does. Or if there's something that you'd like to see that maybe we can do for you that you don't see yet, we're always open to it, and we'd love to have you.
And group packages and all that good stuff.
Absolutely. You got it. We're happy to help with anything you could think of.
Great. Great. Walt, I appreciate you coming on. Maybe in the future, we can arrange a player or two and talk more hockey.
Absolutely. We'd love to. Anything you need, Steve, we're happy to have somebody on for you.
Thanks, you, Walt. That's Walt Ruff, the Media Relations Director of the Tucson Roadrunners. Thanks again for coming on.
Of course. Thanks, Steve. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Have a good weekend. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
All right, Bob. Let's go to break. We'll talk more about hockey. We'll talk about football. We'll talk about basketball. Maybe get some callers for some pizza. And let's go. Thanks.
See that cute little dog in the pet store window? Chances are it came from a puppy mill. A breeding facility that forces caged, neglected, and often sick dogs to churn out puppy after puppy to be sold for profit. Meanwhile, millions of wonderful, healthy pets end up in animal shelters. This leads to the killing of more than 9,000 by the end of today. But with one simple choice, you can help. Just by deciding to adopt instead of purchase your next pet. Animal shelters are full of amazing pets looking for a home. When you adopt your new best friend, not only are you saving a life, you're taking a stand against puppy mills. When your friends see the smart choice and impact you've made, they adopt their next pet and share with five of their friends, who share with five more. Before long, thousands get involved. Pet stores stop selling dogs from puppy mills, and even more lives are saved. And with your help, we can save them all. Visit bestfriends.org/puppymills to learn more.
Hammer Time! Hammer Time is a program dedicated to helping you have a healthier, more comfortable, livable house, living space, and workspace. Get your questions answered about remodeling, construction, paint, electrical, plumbing, air conditioning, property rental, and management, and anything that gives you a better house, building, work, or play space. It's Hammer Time. Sundays 2 to 3. Hammer Time!
Hello, I'm Ed Begley Jr., and wherever you call home, the sounds of wildlife connect you with a greater family of life. That's why you shudder each time you see woods, marshes, meadows, or grasslands being destroyed. You know that countless birds and other wild animals are losing their homes, the greatest threat to their survival. Among the growing number of threats to wildlife, habitat loss is the most devastating. The Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust offers a humane solution, working with private landowners to protect habitat as permanent safe havens for wildlife. When you hear the familiar wild voices you love, remember, your voice is the one that can speak for wildlife and for the land they call home, ensuring that it stays forever wild. To learn more, to work with the Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust, visit wildlifelandtrust.org.
Trusted local news and talk, AM 1030 KVOI. We have our eye on the arts.
Hey, welcome back to Eye on the Ball. We're talking about sports here with Bob, and I enjoy that. I know little about hockey, but I know that a lot of people who go, who are my friends, have a great time.
Yeah, my daughter keeps after me wanting to go, so I think now that I got the inside scoop, I think we'll go down there. I didn't even know.
14 bucks, I mean, that's nothing.
No, and it includes a Jumbotron. I didn't even know Tucson owned a Jumbotron.
Yeah, well, they do it at the U of A basketball games. You can, you know.
Well, yeah, but I didn't know that.
Oh, it's
gonna be... That's U of A. U of A's got money. I didn't know Tucson actually.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's going to be fun for the indoor football, and then this. I see the TV clips of it during last year's playoffs. It was crazy. All the white, all the people, excitement because they were winning. And Walt hit it on the head. And Tucson, if you're winning, they'll show up.
You bet.
They'll show up. It's a bunch of fickle fans. But if you lose, they're not showing up. If you don't perform, they're not going to show up. And I guess that's any town USA, but I know specifically Tucson, that's the way it was. Just imagine it is, and we had this, I think a day or two ago, we had Bob Kemp from Phoenix, and I know we talked about how miserable things are right now.
Yeah.
The Cardinals, not that good. The Suns, not that good. The Coyotes, I'm not sure how good they are. I think they're near the bottom of their conference. And ASU was doing really well. Now they've lost a couple.
Oh, give them one. Give them a break.
They've lost a couple to Princeton and now this one.
All right, two
games. And I'm not one of those guys that likes to see ASU wallow in misery because I have no dog in the fight. I just cover the Arizona basketball team. But things are not going well sports-wise in Phoenix.
You know, how did he compare their fans to ours, or did you, I don't recall you like
no,
doing a big comparison of the fickleness up there, because they're big city, I would think up there.
Yeah, but you know, one of their excuses is, well, you know, the you can only spend so much going to either the Suns, the Cardinals, or, you know, there's a lot of bang for your buck, if you will. But if you're a Sun Devil fan, guess what? You're going to go to the Sun Devils.
Sure.
Or you're going to spend your money there. Or if you're a Suns fan, you're going to go there. You're going to, the Cardinals, same there. It's a lot of choices to pick from.
Hmm.
It's obviously a very big metroplex. But, still, if you're not winning, you're not going to go. I covered the team. I covered the Suns back in the early 90s when, Charles Barkley was on the team. It was some of the best times I've ever had because they were great. It was more of a place to be seen than watch a game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the women dressed to the nines. They walked up and down the aisles. The husbands had money, yada, yada. And it was a place to be. It was just a place to be, just to be seen and kind of hang out. Now, not so much.
Now, let me go back for a second here. Did you say Chuck?
Chuck, yeah. Chuck.
You guys are that close?
No, but, sometimes I say that. I spent some time with him in the 93, had the story on him when he first got here. Great guy, smart guy, funny guy. He probably talks like me sometimes, mispronounces words a time or two, but a good philosophy kind of guy.
I thought he was going to run for governor of Georgia or Alabama.
The funny guy, I don't know if this is true or not, but this is one of his funny lines. He's the only guy to say that he was misquoted in his own book.
I did not know that. So did he ever run?
No.
He decided not to? Really,
he enjoys being Chuck.
And he really should just leave running for office to professional wrestlers and to Mr. Universe.
To moguls.
Yeah, and movie moguls. And
real estate moguls.
Real estate moguls. I never even thought of that. I was thinking more of governor guys, not the street.
Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. What's his the guy from Minnesota? The wrestler.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With the big
I can see him. I just don't remember his name. I
barely Ventura, remember. Jesse Ventura.
I barely remember your name, Bill. Let's officially say that we have the pizza available, the 12-inch pizza for Tino's Pizza on Tanque Verde. If you want to be the first caller, please call and kind of pick it up in the next week.
Can we do something that if, you know, somebody can't call because they're driving, that we get the pizza? Can you, like, call Mr. Tino?
Sure, I could do that, but I don't know.
Who'd they name that after, by the way? Who is Tino?
I think it's his
daughter.
I think it's his dad. Yeah, I think so. I have to check.
See, nobody's called.
Yeah, so. But they will.
We should give them like 10 seconds.
No worries. Hey, you know what? I hope they call. Let's talk about the basketball game last night. Let's also remind people that the women's team plays tonight. Hey, you got to call. The women's team plays tonight, and they're riding a 10-game winning streak. They play Colorado tonight on the road, so it's going to get tougher for them. The stakes get a little higher now. They're coming off a big win against ASU. And so we'll see how they hold up on the road. I don't think that people know or understand how difficult it is to win on the road, no matter where it is. You know, Arizona won their game against ASU, but it was at home, and it's very difficult to win on the road. So we'll see how that goes. In the next couple of months, we have softball going to get ready. We have Arizona baseball going to get ready. We have MLS that's going to come into town pretty soon. We talked to John Perlman not too long ago. He's getting ready for his season as it comes to Arizona and the new GM there with the FC Tucson group. Should be a lot of fun. Going to be real busy, especially now. I mean, we had our winter already. It was like 3 days of cold. Now it's going to be in the mid-60s or in the 60s to go out and enjoy. I think that maybe Bob and I should do a show or two on the road outdoors. That'd be nice. Maybe get a little suntan if we can. But I'm hoping maybe if you want, feel free to call me at 790-2040. We'll talk about last night's game, what you liked about it, what you didn't like about it. I know one of my guys had posted on my Facebook page at allsportstucson.com, and I put my stories on Facebook to talk about, and I just post my stories and then people read them there, one of the guys said that Dutrieve played very well, but then he kind of disappeared in the second half because he didn't play that much compared to his performance in the first half. So, you know, it's funny because you'd think that Sean would have played him more earlier. He just didn't. I guess he just didn't like the way he played defensively, and that must be getting better. But some people asked me on Facebook, what I think his nickname should be. You're talking about Devonair Dutrieve. So I said,
yeah.
Now I just lost it.
Spiffy, Sporty.
Oh man, what am I doing here?
Sparkler,
and then Lur in parentheses because he provided the spark, and then he's a real tall, thin guy.
Okay.
You know, the sparklers are real tall and thin. So he's the sparkler.
And they can burn your hand if you don't let go.
There you go. He's the sparkler. I don't know if that's – it sounded clever.
Sparkler.
A few people liked it, and now that I say it, it doesn't sound as good.
Well,
but he was the spark from last night. He was the spark from last night.
Awesome.
In part because of Justin Coleman being hurt. He dislocated his shoulder earlier in the week. Only had about 3.5 minutes of playing time, but he did go. He did play. He was not that effective, so they went without him.
Did they relocate it?
I guess he's fine now. He's fine.
Oh, man, that hurts just talking about
it. Yeah, yeah. Well, when you're 22 years old,
yeah,
it's a little different than when you're 70 or 60.
Yeah, whatever we are.
Whatever we are.
He'll be fine. Put a Band-Aid on it. Get back to work.
As your dad and my dad.
That's exactly. You knew where I was going with that.
Put a little dirt on it. You'll be fine.
I forgot about putting the dirt on it. But
yeah.
So when's the next game?
Tomorrow at noon.
Oh, that's right. You said that the other day. That's Utah, right?
Utah at noon, early game. We'll see how it goes. Utah played very well against ASU. And it was impressive, I guess, because I didn't see the game, but ASU was pretty good. But they're kind of, you know, that downward decline.
So I might have been on the phone, but were you talking about the women's game
tonight? Yeah, 10-1. They've won 10 straight. They're 11-1.
Wow.
And we'll see how it's difficult to win on the road. It's like you and me going somewhere else to do the show.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what is the environment of where they're going? Are they going to, like, Duke or something?
No, no. Colorado is Colorado. It is what it is. But it's still going away, playing on somebody else's court.
Right.
It's always difficult.
Now,
it's like me trying to cook at your house. Not possible because I can't cook at my house.
I got a microwave.
Yeah, yes. So you get it. How about defrost? Yeah, defrost?
Done. And I got a coffee machine and a microwave and a very loving wife that cooks for our family. The women typically from university to university don't play in the same facility that the men do they?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
I did not know. So they don't ever stick the women in Bear Down Gym or anything here at the U of A? No, I'm serious. No, I'm really serious. No, I don't know.
That's why I laughed because you are serious. No, no. Bear Down Gym is no longer a gym. It's a office facility or room facility.
Oh, I guess I ought to get out more often.
Yes. Where you been?
You know, the last time I was in Bear Down Gym was like a alumni association thing some years back, and I was playing music. So
it must have been a long time ago because it's been about 20-some years, I think.
No.
I think so.
That can't be 20.
I've been out of the paper business for 10, and I think before that was 10 to when they redid those rooms.
Holy cow. So they do play in McHale.
Yeah.
And if when they go to Colorado, they're going to play in the same gym as the big guys.
Correct.
And so I
just smaller crowds. Say, that's like U of A. They enclose it with the curtains.
Yeah.
Make it more homey feeling.
But it's still got to be really intimidating.
Oh, sure. Yeah, of course. Of course. Playing on the road is difficult, no matter where. I mean, I saw some of the best Arizona teams in the history of the program for a long time, and some of the toughest places to play were like at Washington State when two people showed up, or
two loving mothers out
there. Yeah, yeah. You know, some people reading a book and other people crocheting, and it was difficult for Arizona to win, and they lost sometimes. They lost a few times. And you're thinking, how does this happen? Not that it was intimidating. Who are you playing in front of? Nobody. It's just really strange.
So do you know anything about the women's team up in Colorado? I mean, are they on a losing streak?
No, no. I do not know.
No ideas. Well, I can't say tomorrow because you're going to take the day off, but I guess we'll know.
I get the day off, don't I?
Yeah. No? I think I have a note here from somebody that said you may have Saturdays off.
And Sunday as well?
I don't know about that. I really have to get back to you on that because that's
usually. I do know that my wages went up.
Yeah. Well, Sunday is when all the us Dallas Cowboy fans get together to commiserate.
Right, right. After the break, we'll talk about that. Maybe somebody will call. The NFL season starts this weekend with the playoffs.
Official.
Your Cowboys. And I'll make a prediction here.
Oh, here it comes.
The Seattle Seahawks will beat the Cowboys.
That's okay.
I hope your wife's not listening.
Yeah, she might be, but she, you know, I'll tell you, she's an honest Cowboys fan, and she's not starry-eyed when it comes. She, you know, if she thinks you're right, she'll say, unfortunately, Steve is right on that, but I don't know. I wonder what the game line is on that.
I told you
I like Seattle a little better, but. And it doesn't create any problems at home. I love the fans. I just, something about Seattle. And I've never been able to really get behind the Cowboys quite like my wife. I will root in the room.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Yay.
Sure. What about in the head?
The head is kind of hard sometimes. It's like when you must have watched a Super Bowl before and you're like, you don't like either of the teams. So you don't know who to root for. And you go to the Puppy Bowl or whatever on Animal Planet and you go, yay for the Labrador. I don't know.
Yeah, it's not quite like that, but I get what your point is.
We should do that. We should comment on the Puppy Bowl this year. We get our audience down.
The show has officially gone south. Sorry about that.
Just my dad.
Sorry about that. But let's go on the other side. We'll talk about some playoffs that are coming up this weekend as we proceed with the NFL season.
U.S. Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You're bringing your daughter to her favorite pop star's concert. Do you A, wear earplugs?
Isn't this fun, Dad?
I have a soft pretzel.
B, remember the moment with matching concert t-shirts.
That's going to be $180.
Or we can just take a photo.
C, show her how you used to do concerts.
We're going crowd surfing!
I can't! It's too heavy!
Oh my God! Ah.
Or D, just roll with it.
Woo! Justin! Look at us over here!
Justin! OMG! He just looked... I love you, Justin! I love you!
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org/AZ. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Tucson's diversity is celebrated in Mark Bishop's Morning Affair from 10 a.m. to noon on KVOI AM 1030, trusted local news and talk. Reliable and timely financial information from Bloomberg Radio Network, 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. on KVOI AM 1030, trusted local news and talk.
Well, Jason, I've got to tell you, you're pretty much everything this company is looking for in an entry-level candidate.
Great.
Your resume isn't quite what we're used to, but you've got a fantastic work ethic.
Thank you.
And I'm impressed by how you carry yourself.
So, should we talk about the job?
What, the job? Oh, sorry. Yeah, I have no way of recruiting or even meeting you. This interview didn't happen.
It may sound ridiculous, and that's because it kind of is. There's a huge pool of talent your company is missing out on. Meet the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Man, we really confused him.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Trusted local news and talk. AM 1030 KVOI. We have our eye on business.
And welcome back. I'm Steve Rivera. This is Eye on the Ball. We're talking sports. Big week today. How could we say that? A day. Kevin Singleton. I enjoyed that. What did you think of Kevin?
He was just delightful off the air. And, you know, that's what people never hear is when I call people and I can chat, you know, just right before they go on the air. And you know, he's just full of energy and happy and I'm fantastic. And
right,
how are
right.
you? You know, cause not everybody, not all your guests are that way. Every now and then they're like, I'm fine. I'm you, man.
Yeah, so some of them are cooler than others. Yeah, so
yeah.
I already, in my mind, know who you're talking about.
And a lot of them are always like, hey, Steve. And I'm like, sorry, this isn't Steve. Steve's in the other room. Oh, hey, how are you?
Yeah.
I thought you were Steve. I thought this was cool.
They turn into Barry White. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, baby, how's it going there?
Yeah, yeah.
So
you're going to watch football this weekend with the NFL players?
You know, I don't even know. So you
Philadelphia, Chicago, big game, huge game. A lot of Chicago people in this town.
Yeah, but I think
a lot
Philadelphia
of
will.
You think so?
Yeah.
Really?
I do.
That's an upset. We might have to bet a burger on that one.
All right. I'm cool with. Wait, look at me. I'm a U of A basketball fan, so you know, I can veer off the track every now and then. If I'd have said ASU was going down the other day, you would have said, "Oh, no way." Right?
Right, right.
Good. That would have just
said that. But you wouldn't say that. So
no, yeah. Because I'm pretty much an idiot. But
your words, not mine. Okay, and then Indy plays Houston. Should be a good game. Mr. Luck has done very well this year, but Houston has come on the scene after doing very poorly at the beginning. That's a tough game to pick. I think I would take Houston at home, but you know, who knows? I've kind of stayed away from picking teams this year because I'm not any good this year. So you know, when you got to pick your poison.
Yeah,
my poison has been deadly, so I've laid off of it.
Didn't you say you used to do really well at a
picking pool? Arizona games?
Yeah,
back in the day when I was there every day and I knew kind of what was
going
on.
And you never bet either.
But people who paid attention did very well and told me about it.
Yeah. I used to.
Well, last night I had the number on the head.
Right. Boom. Bada bing. Bada. You know, I was hoping you'd be wrong, but no, you.
You and many
one.
Others, including my ex-wife.
Sorry.
That's ba-dum pump. Where's that? Where's my the rim
I, you
shot
know, thing? I actually, all I have is for you is,
well,
you know, those. But if you want a rim shot, I'm sure, you know, I could find you one.
Okay.
Which one you like?
Okay.
That one?
Yeah, that's just goes.
Or that one?
That one, that's louder. Yeah.
Well, yeah. We have a state-of-the-art studio. The volume goes up and down.
Yeah, I can't wait. Hey, will next week we'll be in the new studio?
I'm thinking you're going to be over there. Did you look at it?
I did. I said, I told the Ray, who's working on the room now, mm-hmm. To dim the lights. My face does not like lighting.
That's why they put in those really bright LEDs in there, man.
It's like HD TV. Oh, please, no. Please, no.
You just get a little makeup.
Put a little Vaseline on the lens.
Kinda, you could do that, yeah. Like Ant-Man, get the ants to crawl all over it or whatever. But haven't you watched like the news or sportscaster? They just put on all that makeup and their faces. They look almost like wax figures. So
that's kind of how my promotion photo looks. Exactly.
You
exactly.
do look pretty dapper in that, I will admit.
I've
you
never
look
looked
great.
So good. I look like the Joker from one of the Batman films.
I did not really see the correlation there, but you do look good. You know what? We should probably bring a razor in and hide it in the bathroom because both of us are going to need to. I was called Fuzzy yesterday by one of the hosts, so I think we may have to trim it up every now and then. I don't know.
It's still November, isn't it?
No shave November. We can keep it long all the way until next year.
Okay, cool. Remember. So, hey, we talked about, Philly, Chicago. What about Los Angeles Chargers versus Baltimore? They're not sexy, are they? It's not a sexy game.
No, but I always liked L.A., whoever was there. The Dodgers.
Yeah, you're like what
the Brooklyn Dodgers.
So let me ask you, when they have the NCAA tournament, the 68 teams, do you kind of say, okay, you know, I like their colors, you know, I like.
Wait,
the
wait are you impersonating my voice by going okay? Because I don't really talk like that in my head. So start over. Do I think what?
When they
68 teams.
68 teams when they do the brackets, you know, and then you have it like for the office pool. I don't know if they do an office pool here or not. I'm just a. Two days into my show, can you tell?
Yeah.
That, you know, when you pick teams, I like the mascot of this one. Is that a better voice? No?
Yes. I need the mascot. No, I am actually, when I don't have a dog in the race, like I was saying with, you know, even like that Houston game, I guess I am more into colors and stuff. I could never get behind the Oilers because they got an oil derrick. I just, that doesn't allure me.
I hate people like you because you end up winning the darn thing.
Seahawks, cool logo, really great, you know, fans.
Yeah,
I
Ram,
love that.
The Ram versus the Cat. Well, the Ram would kill the Cat. That's okay. They advance.
Yeah.
You know.
And, you know, I mean, I love talking to Walt, but I mean, Roadrunner doesn't really, you know, when you think of hockey, you know, you like the Hatchets or the Chin Busters or the Head Crackers, you know, I don't know.
So you're one of those guys who go to hockey to see the fight.
You know, when we went to the U of A club games years ago, absolutely, we used to have the yellow, he's going to save us, the Doppler effect. I'll tell you about that another time, but let me grab this.
I think we have a phone call. Thankfully, we have a phone call. Save the show for the ending of it. Oh, and now he's going to have dinner dates, I guess, with the caller. So that's the Los Angeles versus Baltimore, Philadelphia versus Chicago. I know the Dallas plays Seattle, and we have a call.
We want to talk about that sexy game. What did you want to say about that, Poncho?
Well, first of all, it's an extremely any game that Philip Rivers is involved in is extremely sexy. You got to remember that guy's got 8 children, okay? Mm. So don't hold anything against Philip Rivers, and that's all I have to say about
that's like
that. And as far as basketball goes with the U of A, maybe I'll call you back next week. There's really not much to say about last night, except they do have the potential to play pretty good basketball, and I think they showed that
Amen.
Last night. But as posted on your Facebook page, I'm wondering why does Double D not play in the second half? And why did Kobe Simmons not play as much as Sean Miller allowed him to play. He should have played more as well. The guy ended up in the NBA. He's not there anymore. But this Dutrieve kid seems to have a ton of athletic ability. He's very long. He probably gets after the ball harder than anybody else on the team, and for some reason he's being held back. Now, hopefully that won't continue, but, you know,
well,
that's go ahead.
Pancho, I did see your post, and I thought it was very insightful, and I do agree with you to a certain degree. We don't know what happens in practice, so the coach knows more than you and I do. I'll give him that. But I agree with you that when he's on the court, he makes things happen. It's obviously, though, that he makes mistakes, apparently, at the wrong time, and that's probably why he wasn't in there in the second half, to your liking and to many liking, because he did provide the spark in the first half, where I thought that maybe Sean thought that he's more of a liability in crunch time when you need more stability. I could be wrong, but that's just what I'm thinking. But your point is taken, because I did read your comment on my post. And you're right. And your Kobe Simmons analogy is very apropos. The one thing with that is you had a guy named Trier, so I think that he deferred more to Trier than he did to Kobe, although we can agree that Kobe was pretty good too.
Absolutely.
So your points are very good. I think they're very valid, and but there's always that little reason for whether they're right or wrong. I do not know, but your points are taken.
Yeah. Well, let me just put it to you this way. I guess if you're on a schoolyard and you're picking teams, and you have Dylan Smith standing next to Debonair Dutrieve, which one are you?
I'm taking Debonair with what I've seen and the sample size that I've seen so far. No question. But that's what we've seen, though, not what he's seen.
Yeah. Well, practice players and game players,
exactly.
You know, all that stuff.
Exactly. Exactly. But you had to be impressed, and I know what you wrote already was insightful. Debonair can play exciting and does a lot of things.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing more of him, and I won't be surprised if he moves himself into a position to play in the league, or at least sign one of those two-way contracts ultimately. Maybe not next year, maybe he'll play a third year, but he seems to have a lot of tools in his box for sure.
Well, wasn't it peculiar that they did so well without the services of Justin Coleman?
Yeah, I was intrigued by that. You know, that we'll have to see how that goes on Saturday. I don't know if you can heal from a shoulder that quickly. It's not easy to shoot or pass the ball when your shoulder's been slightly dislocated, apparently.
Right. He says it happened Monday, so I'm not sure how long that takes to get right. He played a little, obviously 3 minutes. Didn't look all that great because he made some bad decisions. But I was surprised that they were doing so well without him. And we'll see how it continues. Utah surprised the heck out of me last night.
Yeah, I didn't see much of that game. I switched channels back and forth, and I saw that ASU had a big lead, and then ASU had a small lead. And by the time I turned back, Utah was up by 10. I was like, what happened here? But I'm not surprised. It seems like that's what happens to the Devils every year.
I hope it was a fluke, and they're not going to, you know, take anything. I'm glad we don't play ASU. Otherwise, they'd take it out on us.
Huh? So, Pancho, are you going to be coming out to a game anytime soon?
Oh, I don't know. We're kind of busy here. I'm actually working as I'm talking. So, we'll see. I'd like to. Maybe in February.
Let's see. If it matters, because, you know, it's going to be a long season. I think the winner of the league will have at least 5 losses.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we don't know we don't know what's going to happen in Westwood either with a coaching change and a breath of fresh air. You know, apparently that guy may have been a little oppressive, I don't know. Who knows? We'll see.
Yeah. Well, thanks for the call, Pancho. I always like talking to you. And thanks for reading me online and on my Facebook. We'll talk to everybody on Monday. Good show today with Kevin Singleton and the PR guy from the Tucson Roadrunners, Walt Ruff. Maybe we'll get out to a hockey game sometime soon, you and I. Thanks.
Love to.